Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This was the song that Boomer did the mind trick with, the old Boomer mind trick. Mark Chernoff, our program director, went in with a bunch of stuff for Boomer, and Boomer said, "Shh, little guy, listen to this. We're having some fun this morning."
Yeah, I flew on Daryl's house on YouTube and had Kenny Loggins do this song with him, and I'll tell you, he was just mesmerized.
Yeah.
So much so that I left and they played I'm All Right without me in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it took about another 20 minutes before he came in and yelled at Al and Eddie about something. So it was pretty good. I actually staved them off for a good half hour this morning.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
It did work. Success. There is something about this song. I mean, those two Kenny Loggins songs that you mentioned, there is something about it that just gets you moving, you know? All these years later.
See why he was a little bit of a pain in the ass in the old Daryl's house. You know, he was telling those guys, this is what I need to hear. Everybody else that Daryl had done this with seemed like they just went in there and just started riffing, you know, and started getting, you know, doing their thing. But Kenny was a little bit more dictatorial about the way he was doing it.
Well, I mean, I think some musicians are like that. Like, they're very particular about how things have to sound.
One guy says, who knew that Footloose was so difficult?
Yeah, well.
There's a lot of stuff in there that you don't realize.
Well, that probably annoyed Kenny Loggins. Like, what do you mean? Of course it's
difficult. I think they're all having a little fun with each other. But
I mean,
I'm
a genius, right?
That's what
Kenny Loggins was saying. Oh, hey, Jerry's here. What's happening, Jerry? Good morning. Good
morning, guys. Brought to you by Newcastle Building Products and the only streak-free roof from Scotch Garden 3M. And brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. Yankees-Tigers last night, capping off a day-night doubleheader. And here's what we're pretty much talking about this morning.
Here's the 3-1 to Stanton. And it hit him. That's a hit batsman, not a walk. The ball came up and in. Stanton is giving a look to Fires. And now McCann gets between Stanton and Fires. And here come the players.
And nothing really escalated from there, but you did have that. By the way, the Tigers did win 4-2. But as Greg pointed out earlier, the next time Stanton came up to bat.
Now here's the 0-2. Swung on. Here goes the left. It is high, not as far. It is gone. Mike Fires delivered in, and Stanton hit it out in left field.
Yeah, he did, and it was gone, and a little short clip there. But you feel like you watch Stanton with the bat, it's like swatting a fly.
Oh, yeah, no,
with
I know.
A toothpick.
It really is amazing. Yeah, and then the point back to Fires was just incredible.
And so a lot of the post game, as you can imagine,
What did he do? Did he do the non dementi card?
I have to go back. I grabbed the wrong one because I was clipping the Austin Romine cut from the first game, which I'll get to in just a moment. But more to, here's Fires. He says, I get it, the fact that Stanton was angry and all, because Fires is the one that hit him in the face a few years ago, broke his nose and his jaw and all that, and Fires was on the Brewers at the time. He was on the Marlins. Here was his reaction.
I understand that he's pissed, but the way he handled it today, I think it was kind of childish.
He said, in no way, shape, or form was he going to try and hit him. Stanton says, not acceptable.
If it's going to come up and in like that, then yeah, it does. Wasn't trying to hit me in that situation, but still, with the history like it, what happened, you know, don't hit me.
Well, yeah, that's the idea. So, of course, they run to Aaron Boone. What did you think? Here was his understanding of the whole situation.
It's a case of, obviously, you know, Giancarlo getting a serious injury and then getting hit, so I think just a little frustration. I didn't think any intent in it at all.
And it didn't look like it.
No, if it's possible, I agree with both guys. I don't think that Fires was trying to hit him, but I also understand why Giancarlo Stanton was so angry about it and why he reacted the way he did after getting hit and then during the home run.
No si può scopparlo!
The bat flip and the stare down and the point back and all that stuff. But, I mean, stuff like that, though, I mean, it's a long baseball season, when you see a guy get that fired up and he hits a home run when he's angry like that and he tosses the bat, man, I'm entertained by that stuff.
Now, what you were not entertained by was Aaron Judge striking out 8 times on the day. That's a new record for one doubleheader.
Aaron Judge.
Here is Aaron Boone. Do you worry about Judge after a day like this?
I don't at all. He is absolutely unflappable.
Giancarlo Stanton, advice for him?
Just throw it in the trash. He'll help us win 2 games in Toronto.
Here. I love the advice. Let's go to the guy who strikes out all the time.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you struck out about
He's done it a couple times already.
I know, 5 times, 4 times in a game, multiple times. What
throw
would you
it in
tell
the trash,
you?
Baby. That's what you got to do.
It's all you can do. Here is Judge. Rough day, right?
Oh, not just a rough day. Terrible day.
Yeah, terrible day. Although they did split because earlier the Yankees did win 7-4. And maybe it's me. I don't feel like I've ever heard this Austin Romine home run call before, so here it was.
And the pitch swung on and hit in the air to left center and deep. A long run for everyone. It lands. Gone! It went out in deep left center. That might be the longest home run Austin Romine has ever hit. A 3-run blast to deep left center.
And I realize I played the wrong one. Here it is. Deal with it.
And the pitch swung on and hit in the air to left center and deep. A long run for everyone. It lands. Gone! It went out in deep left center. That might be the longest home run Austin Romine has ever hit. A 3-run blast to deep left center. Romy, my homie.
Have you ever heard that before?
I have not, no.
I have not heard that
before. I
thought
before. That was pretty cool when I heard that yesterday.
Now, one venti it. Cold brew with almond milk and light on the ice, please.
I saw you tweet that out. Did anybody respond back to you?
Yeah, I guess they said he only uses the Austin Powers for Tyler Austin. I thought he used it for both. I didn't realize that. And then some people liked it. And then, as you know, half the people hated it.
You know, personally, for me, I mean, Austin Romine looks like to be the best catcher the Yankees have right now.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
They showed last night's game, they showed the breakdown of Sanchez, his first 9 games, his middle 30, and then the second 9.
Yes.
And the 9s are just hideous. And then those middle 30 are Hall of Fame number-like. So you don't know which Sanchez you're getting.
That's how about Austin Romine's numbers, Jerry?
Yeah, I'm not saying they're not, but to your point about the way Sanchez is not producing right now.
But I'm talking about Austin Romine.
Austin Romine hit a ball 450 feet yesterday. Yes, he's doing wonderful.
I can hear the Sanchez haters coming up from the ground this morning, ready to dial their phones. So, but I mean, it's just so silly. Gary Sanchez is a spectacular player. He's going
to
be fun.
Yep, Yankees 38-18 now. Tigers fall to 28-32. The Yankees turned the page, got back on a plane, went to Toronto, where tonight CeCe Sabathia faces Marco Estrada. Coverage on the Fan at 6:35. Mets host the Orioles, Jason Vargas and Alex Cobb. Your starters there. Elsewhere in baseball, Padres beat the Braves 11-4. Angels over the Royals 9-6. And the Giants are back to .500, a 10-3 win over the Diamondbacks. The Mets, do you care about their first-round draft pick or not really?
This is like just a mention it and move tool on. Player, I heard.
I guess. He's a high school outfielder from Wisconsin, Jared Kelenic, I guess is how you say it. He was taken 6th overall. The Yankees at 23 took a high school catcher, Anthony Siegler, out of Georgia.
Even the Yankees recognize that they have problems at catcher.
No.
What do you mean?
He's 17 years old.
Oh, okay.
This doesn't count.
How soon can the Mets call this kid up? Like, honestly, 5 tools. Apparently, he could really hit the ball.
He'll probably be there tonight. Put a uniform on him.
Seriously.
Like, wait, what are the rules? Don't they usually fly these guys in pretty quickly?
That's what I'm saying. I'll bet you he'll be there tonight or tomorrow. I would be surprised if he's not. So
what's the worst thing can happen to him? You throw him in for a game, see what happens, right? It's a great story.
Yes, it is a great story. A bad story.
He's got his prom tonight.
These kids, watching the MLB Network a little bit while this is going on, it's amazing how young they look.
Yeah, getting.
I mean, it's just, they were interviewing one kid that the Braves took. I mean, he looked like he was 7 years old. Sitting up there in the Braves uniform, probably throws 99 miles an hour.
Exactly.
Well, speaking of 7 years old, your boy Sam Darnold turns 21 today.
Oh.
Nice.
Happy birthday.
21 years old.
CBS Sports Minute.
Just trying to think. Yes, I'm just trying to think about how much money he will be worth, let's say, in about 13 to 14 years if he hits.
Wow.
If it hits. How much money will they have invested in him?
$1 billion.
Probably close to $500 million.
Yeah, right around there.
Yeah.
And you see the Jets had another player. Picked up on a DWI.
I did. This one is not good because this one actually got into an accident.
Yeah.
As opposed to the other one who did not get into an accident.
This was early Saturday morning in New Jersey. So tight end Chris Herndon.
Dylan Donahue got into an accident. Remember he went the wrong way in the
Lincoln. He went the wrong way, but this.
He hit that van or whatever that was. Yeah, so that was an accident too.
Yeah, but I think not at the speed of this accident. Is really this sounded awful.
Yeah, I mean,
not good.
This is on what, Route 80, I think.
And there were
a
couple of injuries. Yes, I think it was Route 80, but it was Northern Jersey, 20 minutes from the jet facility.
So he was taken away in handcuffs, and he, you know, was arrested for DWI, and I guess he was tested, the whole thing. The point that I would ask you is, because of the significance of this one at the speed of this one, it sounded like, and the damage that was caused, okay, and the fact that he was arrested the way he was, do you treat this one any differently than you treat the other one?
I mean, I think you're forgetting the details. I mean, Donahue, he ran into that.
I know he did, but it seemed like everybody just completely forgot about that.
Well, I mean, we were yelling about it for a while. I mean, we asked Mike Maccagnan about it, and then they ended up sticking with him, and he went into a program, and he's trying to turn his life around and all that. I mean, to me, they sound relatively similar. Where you have a DUI accident with a Jets player. I mean, I don't know how you parse through the details and say that one guy deserves to get cut and the other does not. So I don't know. I mean, it just seems like the Jets, you know, with Robbie Anderson, a couple of those charges were dropped, but it seems like the Jets' first reaction when it comes to these things is, let's help the guy out, and what can we do to get him on the right track, as opposed to let's cut him because this was such a disgusting thing that he was involved with.
Very sad news. His former 49er wide receiver Dwight Clark passed away from ALS. He was only 61 years old. Obviously, we know him from the catch, a couple of Super Bowl championships. So very sad news from California there. You guys are going to talk about the President Trump stuff coming up in just a couple of minutes. I will tell you about the hockey last night, Game 4 Stanley Cup Finals to the Caps.
As Kuznetsov goes cross ice, Carlson scores from Ovechkin's office. Carlson makes it 4-0 Washington, and the Golden Knights are headed toward the brink late in the second period in Game 4.
And that is John Walton on Caps Radio. They wound up beating Vegas 6-2. TJ Oshie also scored on the power play. Evgeny Kuznetsov had 4 assists, 28 saves, Braden Holtby. So Washington, a commanding 3-1 lead, Game 5 in Vegas on Thursday night. A couple of other things just as a tease through the morning that we will get to. There is bare-knuckled fighting now in Wyoming. That's, I guess, legal, so we can get to that a little bit later. It seems a little barbaric. Jeez. And also as a tease for later on, what do Ezekiel Elliott, Dak Prescott, and penis-shaped water guns have in common? We'll get to that next hour here on The Fan.
Oh, that's good, Jerry.
Minko did the same tease yesterday.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.